her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna.
You know, we got a lot of reaction, guys, rolling in on that conversation we started the show with this morning about the Packers revoking the tickets for people who have not attended. I think the window was 4 years. I think that's what it was. Comment after comment, reaction after reaction. And I'm seeing it from both sides, if I'm being honest. If you don't go to the games, you shouldn't keep the tickets. Hard stop. That from Jim in the 262. Josh says, I think the Packers should remove him from the season ticket list, but you can put him back on the top of the waiting list once he resolves his situation with his family and he can go to games again. Greg weighs in saying, the gold package has a Thursday and a Monday game this year. It is much harder to attend for people who live out of town. Gabe, your reaction to that defense?
Well, yeah, I mean, which makes sense. But that's why I think the Packers also did multiple years. Like, this isn't, oh, you sold both of your tickets last year. I mean, in this specific instance, they have not been to a game and they've been selling tickets for 4 years, per him. So, I think that's again, one game in 4 years seems feasible because not every game is going to be on a Monday or Thursday for 4 years.
Shouldn't it be based on games, though?
That makes more sense to me. Yes, because it's two for the gold package. Yeah. Gold, yes. Versus eight, if you have eight home games and you have a plan that allows you to go to every home game.
Well, six for the green. Yes.
Six, because you're right. The other two might carry the one. Yes.
Can we? I'll be honest with one another here for a moment.
No.
This has nothing to do with home field advantage. It has to do with the Packers having control.
I will agree that they're using that as an excuse.
Yes. It's a way to turn the fan good.
Because here's the argument that I will make to the Packers if they ever came at me about this thing. You got diehard fans who are doing the wave during the games. You got diehard fans who are making noise when your team is on offense in the red zone. So, like, don't come at me about home field advantage. Fix those things. Get those things cleared up. The fans who are there are still jamming it up for the team on the field.
Yeah, it's more about we have control, and we, even though they do get a cut, they don't get the profit, all the profit that happens when you sell those tickets. So it is a great way to sort of force the issue and sort of split the fan base on, oh, we want better home field event. They don't really care.
But there's a lot of people on the text chain, on both YouTube and on the Carbless Talking text chain, guys, that are saying, I'd love the opportunity to have Packers season tickets. I've been on the waiting list for X number of years. My family's been on the waiting list. And eliminating these people who it seems are using it exclusively as a money-making option would get me closer to actually getting tickets. And I would appreciate them so much more than seemingly the people who have them chew.
I don't know. I think it's fair. I think it's fair if they base it on the number of games. So four, you get automatically six, Gabe, for Green Bay.
For the green package, it's six games. Yes.
So, well, 24
seven
games.
If you bake in.
So
the
both
preseason.
Sides gets 24 games. You have to at least attend one. I think that's fair.
So they would have to amend it a little bit.
Should there be an amendment that says, okay, but if you suck, that year's wiped out.
The team.
Yes.
Interesting.
If the Packers...
You still got to go. You got to go to one. Again, asking somebody to go to one game, I feel, is a pretty low bar to clear.
I agree.
His point, though, is if the team is not good, then maybe you don't want to make the effort.
Then don't have your season tickets.
But again, now but one of the things that the Packers also love is that they have fans from corner to corner, coast to coast in the country, right? So you start eliminating everyone that doesn't live in Wisconsin or nearby states, like, neighboring states.
Yeah, it's super, I feel it's such a low bar to clear.
I
have a hard time figuring out a way where, okay, you don't want your season tickets taken away. And I agree with everything Josh said. Like, this is clearly a Packers power play. But that doesn't change the fact that this is still the rule that they have enacted. So if you're a fan that has season tickets and you don't want your season tickets taken away, going to a game over the course of 2 or 3 years seems like such a low bar to clear to keep your season tickets.
I agree with you in principle on that. I really do. My only caveat is this gentleman says this was the first he heard about it was in February. This gentleman is basically saying they were given no warning that this policy was being implemented, and by the time they were made aware of it, it was too late to rectify.
I'm guessing it's somewhere in the fine print as well, in your season ticket agreement. Because the Packers, when they announced this in February, saying, hey, this has actually been a part of the ticketing terms for a long time. But nobody reads that. you scroll right past it, or if you get a packet of information, you scroll on the last page, sign your name.
It's like my Apple contract. Scroll. Yeah. Fine.
And turns out you owe all this money now to Apple because you didn't read the fine print.
Well, it's like, I remember when I signed my letter of intent, I had no idea that was a one-year deal.
Yeah.
No idea. Even while I was there,
it's not
a four-year
scholarship.
Yeah. It is now. Right?
You can offer four-year scholarships.
Okay.
Doesn't automatically mean it is, and especially with transfer portal, that whole thing is blown up. But yeah, you can offer a four-year scholarship.
I think the right way to do this, because I agree mostly with Gabe in the principle, like Jen said as well, where I would prefer Packers fans go. I would prefer people not just be hawking them. I do think there should have probably been a warning. Hey,
yes.
You haven't gone to a single game in 3 years. You need to attend one, or we are going to take away your tickets because we would prefer fans to be there. That's probably the right way to do this.
Correct.
The reason I push back on it is the accumulating amount of things, and Jason listed it, not trying to pay our taxes, not trying to pay for the lease, all the things that come with it. Like, let's not forget, the Green Bay Packers exist because of those gold package people.
Yes.
That those tickets saved that this, the these people have had for so long, that's where he got him. His parents bought into it and saved the Green Bay Packers. So it feels almost like a person like that should get a little more leeway when it comes to, hey, you're just selling these to make a profit, which I don't love in theory. I'd prefer it goes to Packer fans. I would prefer those people who've been on the waiting list for so long get the opportunity to get those tickets. But it seems rather punitive if it wasn't something you were warned about explicitly.
Yeah. I think sending, yeah, if how many ever years the Packers are doing, because they're kind of vague in their language too,
right.
Purposefully.
Yes.
Vague in their language. But if you're making somebody, okay, you got to go one game every 4 years. All right, after 3 years, yeah. Send them the form letter that you, instead of sending the form letter saying, hey, we're taking away your tickets, hey, you haven't been to a game in 3 years, got to go to one this year, otherwise your tickets are gone.
I wonder if other teams do this. And if not, will they follow suit? Because other teams have thousands and thousands of people on their waiting list as well.
Yeah.
I would think Pittsburgh.
Probably.
Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen in Jacksonville anytime soon.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are other places. I don't know how they handle that. I really don't.
I do want to wrap it up with this, guys. I got Seth weighing in on the YouTube stream. Remember, you can always stream the show on the YouTube page, ESPN Milwaukee. He says people were dropping like flies as season ticket holders in the 70s and 80s to the point that Joshy made. The fine print only says we can take your tickets back for any reason. And he says if the Packers really cared, they would create a Packers ticket exchange only for registered Packers fans. And that to me, guys, seems like a solution that should be investigated. It seems like something that they should think about, because I don't love what it seems like this led to, which was out of the blue, after not having been there, they were informed of it. At least this gentleman that we're referring to that we were talking about this morning, who talked to WTMJ, he says he got no warning. He says the first he heard about it was in February. By then it was too late to rectify it. It's not like you can go to a game retroactively. And he said in his appeal letter, give us 1 year to show you, give us this year where we will go to the games, and the Packers still said no.
I have a question. Isn't there a licensing fee that you have to pay to become a season ticket holder? Isn't it like $2,500
a
ticket?
Well, there was a seat tax is what they called it, right?
I can't. Honestly, I know there was talk about the Packers potentially doing it. I don't know if they actually did.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know, like, when the Giants and Jets built the new stadium, like, there were PSLs that went into that.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Packers actually ever went to that.
I swear I remember listening to Wildy and Tosh, one of the fans, saying they basically had to pay, like, multiple thousands of dollars to get their package tickets that they got. And that was not even just for the season.
For the
it was part of doing the deal. So if we add that to the fact of churning those tickets and then acquiring an extra, what is it, 10 grand for four of them? Now it starts to become a lot more gross. When you're like, well, now you're just getting a new license in there, a new person who's going to have to pay this, whatever fee it is. Now it's like, well, now you're just sticking it to fans, it seems like.
Zach has no sympathy. He says, sorry, it's not an income generator for you anymore. Hasn't been to a game in 4 years. Cry me a river.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still have Rechew to get to. That
I thought we already did it.
You thought that's what we were doing with Craig?
When he was quizzing you on who connected the two of you, and it turned out it was Tim Van Vorn. No, you still got to do Reachu. It's coming up shortly here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
BOGO on Connie's original thin crust. That's right. It's going on right now. Pick and save in Metro Market for 2 weeks. So you still have 11 days to take advantage of buy one, get one Connie's original thin crust. And with Connie's frozen pizza, you can enjoy pizzeria quality without the pizzeria prices. Favorite thing about Connie's, the unique crust. Cornmeal on the bottom, nice and crispy once you get it in the oven with all the toppings and the cheese that you come to expect with Connie's original thin crust. Find it right now. Buy one, get one at Metro Market and Pick and Save for the next 2 weeks.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How are you feeling, big guy, about the MRI?
It's starting to hurt now. I think I have mental issues. I really do.
Well,
gonna have to clip that.
Yeah,
for me?
That's
I mean, just hold on to it.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong. It's just I think it's something in my brain's telling me
something is wrong, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
From the court to the classroom to the community, the Champions for Literacy celebration with Dwayne Wade and Travis Diener will be an evening you don't want to miss. Join Wade and Diener on June 27th, mark your calendars, June 27th, at the Garage at the Harley-Davidson Museum and make an impact by raising funds for literacy. Get tickets and full event information right now. It's at wadeversusdiener.givesmart.com, wadeversusdiener.givesmart.com.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Reachu.
Josh, you were aware of what a disaster this was last week, right?
I did not catch this. What happened?
Okay, well, because you only sent Will the audio clips and no questions.
Oh.
So he had to try to like come up with questions just based off the audio clips and... Yeah, it wasn't great.
That's on me. I read it. I wrote it. Did it all. I just forgot to send it to him, apparently.
That doesn't sound like all should apply.
Well, I just forgot to include it on the email.
Oh, okay.
He did 99.9% of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just forgot the 0.1%.
So how did it go?
Did I win?
No, it was terrible.
It was just disaster.
Just absolute disaster. I mean, Will got, you know, asked a couple of decent questions, but...
Yeah. And he could have also just reached out to me.
I don't know. That's between you and Will. We're having too much fun blaming you. So we've got five questions here, quizzing Chewy on what he does and does not remember, things that he said throughout the course of this week. Five questions, Chew. Get three right, you win. Get three right, you lose. You ready to go?
Yes.
Joshy, question number one.
I heard they taste good, though. They call it the white prime rib. Ah, Sandhill Cranes.
What are they commonly referred to as?
Well, I've been heard as the white prime rib. Someone call it ribeye
so
in the sky.
So there's a fill in the blank there.
Yeah.
You got it.
Ribeye in the sky.
So there we go. Sandhill Crane after that conversation.
Should we get some? You know how we did snake before and...
Yeah. I would want to figure out the legality of buying, frying...
I'm sure you can get it in Montana.
Again, once
Texas works.
Once you buy it, like I'm sure it's legal to eat it.
This is how our Seinfeld final episode begins. It's him suggesting that we go get some Sandhill Crane, and then we are in jail because it's illegal.
Ordering Sandhill Crane.
Oh, boy. I'll let him deal with that, and if it's expensive, deal with the fallout of his wife. You spent how much on what?
Yeah, I know.
Question number two. We're one for one. Joshy?
And then what do you do? Clearly, the guy who gets cold.
What is the name of the guy who gets cold?
You nailed it.
Jacob
yesterday.
Monk.
Oh, oh.
Let's go. Let's go.
You know what's crazy? He looked at my face as though it were written across my across my nose or something. Good job, Chew.
Thank you.
All right, two for two. Question number three.
It's like Quado. Remember Quado from Total Recall?
Well, yeah, your stomach. We've talked about that before.
There's someone in there.
Yeah.
What bodily function did you try to change the name of this week?
The burp.
But what about the burp?
Specifically.
It wasn't my fault.
Yeah, but how did you burp?
With my mouth. Well, no, it wasn't a burp because I had my mouth closed.
Three for three. Right?
So what did you call it? We called it a clurp.
A closed mouth burp. I was really hoping you would just have the audio of Jen's read of Chewy just letting it fly. during quite possibly like one of the more serious reads we have.
Yeah, there isn't a worse live read to burp during than that specific one. Across the station. Across the whole station. Across the
You guys didn't hear it.
You're three.
All right, what do we got?
Question number four.
Would you care to rebuttal Josh's allegations, Josh's claims, Chu?
No, he's spot on.
What was Josh spot on about this week?
I have no idea.
Oh, I want you to get this so badly. I don't remember.
What day?
Yesterday. Deals with question number one.
You remember question number one?
No.
Come on. Question number one, think.
Burp.
That was question number three. Come on, go two questions ago. The burp, the something. What was the first thing we asked you about today?
I have no idea.
Oh,
this is
God.
Concussion. This is what it does. It kills your short term, but long term it's fine. Like the first question, I'm really trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Dealt with sandhill cranes.
Oh, okay.
So now what was Joshy absolutely dead on about?
I'm an idiot.
Well, I mean, that's a good default answer.
Half credit.
What?
The people of Lake County, Lake Country, calling the cops on a crane.
And you said they're what?
Well, I went on that rant of saying there's nothing more Lake Country, people of Oconomowoc, to have a nuisance bird, to call the cops, and then have it shot.
Yes.
And I said, would you like to, you know, contradict or refute those claims? You said no.
Spot on. And it's too much to work. Too much work to look for sandhill crane meat. So we're out.
Gave up already.
It went to Reddit. What is Reddit?
Really?
It's a forum. It's
community a forum.
Yeah.
Give me another example of Reddit, which would be what? X? Is it like X?
Kind of, but
it's more of like, I am in this situation.
Is it like neighbor, the next door?
It's similar.
It's almost like an old school chat room, but also a place where you can post like links and stories. So it's like a combination of a social network, news, like it's all,
it's
community driven. It's
like Nextdoor app. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha.
You've already won, but let's see if you can get the fifth and final question.
I forgot what we were disagreeing about. I just want to disagree.
Oh, we're doing
that
today?
That was with you.
Hey,
I heard it makes good radio.
Thank you for the
What did you disagree about? Simply just to disagree.
I don't know. I know it was with you, and I said it just because it's supposed to be
he
good radio.
To be compelling. As if everything else that comes out of his mouth is in some way.
Just
the Packers.
Bucks fans turning on Giannis.
Close.
Bucks fans turning on Giannis.
Yeah. And I still disagree with you.
Just to disagree.
Yeah. Is it wholehearted or just?
Yeah. I won.
You did. You Congratulations. Did. That was very impressive. I am looking up sandhill cranes to eat, just again for research. I'm out.
Aren't you a bit curious, though?
I'm out.
Do you like prime rib?
I do.
Do you like ribeyes?
I can't. The pictures are making me queasy.
Really?
Yeah.
It's probably just meat. Yeah, it probably just looks like meat.
It doesn't. It looks like a bird, which is crazy because I have no problem with turkey.
Chicken.
Yeah. Fowl.
Yeah. But goose, duck.
Yeah, it's fair.
Quail.
You probably keep going. But yeah. I don't know. I'm
Pigeon.
Telling you.
Crow.
You can hunt them in many states and eat them in, it says and eat them in any state. Now, that's Reddit, so I don't know if we should subscribe to it completely.
I don't know. I would not take that as legal
advice.
Would
you eat it?
Yeah.
You would eat it, right?
Of course.
Yeah. It's because we're grinders. Me and you.
Mm-hmm. Hard work.
Yep.
Yeah. Deserve some crane? Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, that's exactly. So yeah. They've grinded so much that they deserve some ribeye of the sky. That's what they deserve.
I'm going to look it up and see if you can even eat sandhill crane in Wisconsin. If you can order it from a state where it is legal to hunt and serve, and then if it's illegal to eat in Wisconsin, I'm going to let you know. Go ahead, Gabe.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. They've been helping me for years, and they can help you as well. If your testosterone levels are low, well, how do you know that? Are you tired, groggy? Just don't feel like yourself. Don't feel like you have that energy that you did even a year or two ago. All of those are signs of low testosterone. To find out if it is, book an appointment. LowTUSA.com is Mantality's website. You go through their process, get a blood panel done. Within a week, your results are back to you. And if your testosterone levels are low, Mantality has a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. You can compete at work and sports like you did years ago. Remember, your career is a competition. You need every edge you can get. Mantality can help. Go to LowTUSA.com. Mantality allows treatment to fit into every guy's schedule. Learn more about Mantality's low testosterone treatments. LowTUSA.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit?
Gotten?
A little?
No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Discover an unreal treasure this May at Pottawatomie. Don't miss your chance to win a share of $300,000 in cash and prizes. Just play with your rewards card for entries. Prize drawings are on Thursdays. Unreal treasures this May at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Your win is waiting. More info online. Must be 21. And a rewards member to play.
It's not that bad. It was just a little cough.
I was 7 feet away from my mic.
7 feet?
Why are you turning your mic on?
Why
if you're
is
not
my
talking?
Mic so sensitive?
You're a foot away.
Right?
Just don't turn it on until she's done with the read.
You don't, when he says right, I just stopped. I'm like, I'm ignoring you. I want to talk about Caleb Williams, guys. I think you guys all saw this news yesterday. So Seth Wickersham, very, very talented writer for ESPN. I always say read whatever Seth Wickersham does because it is always valuable. He is writing a book about quarterbacks in the United States. And Caleb Williams happens to be a quarterback in the United States. And it seems like Caleb Williams' father shared a story about them seeking to take legal action, seeing what their rights were for Caleb to not go to the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears had the number one overall pick. It was likely that Caleb was going to go there. Caleb, for his credit, always wanted to be the number one overall pick. That was a goal of his. But he didn't want to go to the Bears. And this has now come out. He wanted to go to the Vikings because he really liked Kevin O'Connell. And who doesn't, by the way? Who doesn't like Kevin O'Connell? Mm-hmm. Seems like a really good guy. You only don't like him because he's the Vikings head coach.
That's correct.
But if he weren't the Vikings head coach,
I'd be indifferent.
I think you might like him, actually. I think we could tip the scale.
Fact of the matter is, he's a Vikings head coach and I hate him.
How bad of a look is this now? And I want to be clear. I don't think it's a bad look for the players. Yesterday, I heard conversations about if you were in the locker room, Caleb Williams wasn't making a indictment on the players who are in the Bears locker room. Most of those guys didn't have a choice where they landed either. Caleb Williams, if this is all accurate, was making an indictment on the organization and their ability to cultivate was the word I was looking for, but that's not right. Grow quarterbacks to... Mm-hmm.
Develop quarterbacks.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you, Gabe. Develop quarterbacks, too. Your reaction to this information?
It's okay to believe it, but those are things you can't say out loud because now he's forced by his own words to play well this year. And if he doesn't, I mean, this could destroy him. I mean, look at Watson.
Yeah, this is...
Watson and he's done. He's done, right? Because his confidence is shot and Cleveland wants him gone anyways. But if he starts out shaky like he did last year, fans will turn on him.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. But this is funny because to me, it's a similar conversation we had earlier this month about Christian Watson's dad.
Yes.
Like, why are you putting your kid in a position where now he has to answer for you?
Yeah.
Like, why is Caleb Williams' dad? That's fine that this all happened behind the scenes. And obviously it did. We had no idea, right? There were rumors last year of, ooh, could Caleb Williams really force his way out of the Bears and go someplace else? And, you know, it seemed like it got nipped in the bud pretty quickly. And the Bears in this piece, Ryan Poles, their general manager, told Williams and his dad that, oh, we're going to draft you no matter what. But why is your dad spilling all the beans to Seth Wickersham? I mean, good on Seth for getting the info, because this is juicy. And I love this as a Packers fan. But if I'm Caleb Williams, like, why do I now have to go to OTAs and minicamp and answer for something my dad did and spilling all the behind-the-scenes details to an author for a book on the record.
My guess is it had more to do with Eberflus.
Correct.
And how dysfunctional they were. Correct. As opposed
to
the
a lot
because
there.
If he came in this year with Ben Johnson, he probably would have loved Ben
Correct.
Johnson.
And I think that that is an important detail that people, it is fun to dunk on the Bears. I'm not going to lie. It's, right? It's fun to be like, ha ha, even your quarterback doesn't want to be there. But that was a different regime. Now you could argue, well, some of the pieces are still the same, right? The ownership is still the same. The GM is still the same, but a totally new coaching staff. And so if I were playing devil's advocate, I would say maybe you give Caleb Williams some grace here, Bears fans, because there has been a turnover at the coaching level, maybe in part because these frustrations, Gabe, got up the chain and it was like he didn't even want to be here. He saw a level of incompetence from this coaching staff. And so what did we do? We cleaned house.
And it continued. It continued because during the season, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. Quote, "No one tells me what to watch," Caleb Williams told his dad. "I just turn it on."
And Jaden Daniels doesn't help at all because I'm sure his Bear fans are going, "Oh, pick the wrong guy again."
I know we can point to the coaching staff, but the ineptitude still starts at the top, and that ineptitude still remains there. Be it ownership and the GM that hired the coach and then retained him despite them having a brand new first overall pick quarterback coming in. Like, I know you can make the case for Ben Johnson and he might, as we know, change the Bears and make them a serious contender, but they're still battling with the utmost incompetence at the very tip tops of that organization.
Which I don't understand. Why wouldn't you hire someone from an organization that's done, like the Packers? If I'm going to a new team, I'm pilfering their coaching staff and I'm pilfering their front office. You know why? Because they do it right. Right?
I mean, we've seen that, though. I mean, Elliot Wolf no longer there. He's running things out in New England.
I'm saying the Bears.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you just reach into the well?
Well, but that's what they did
2 hours north of you.
Well, that's what they did with the Detroit Lions, because the Lions are the team that's won the division the last couple
Correct.
Of years. So they went and they got Ben Johnson, who obviously brought some of his guys along.
No, Gabe. They're going to revert back to the old Lions eventually.
Yeah.
They always do. I mean, this organization has been solid since 92.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Far be it for me to ask you guys to agree with anything Caleb Williams and his family say, but are they wrong?
No.
Is there anything wrong about what Caleb Williams' dad is asserting about the Bears' history of an inability to develop, especially at that position his son is playing?
The only thing he did wrong is he said it out loud to a member of the media. Because now you're causing, again, you're causing your kid to answer for something that now you're doing. Yes, you had these conversations behind the scenes, but you've got, I mean, Caleb is there now. Like, okay, we didn't maybe want him to go to the Bears. It's too late for that. He's already there. Now you don't want to cause this distraction and this doubt. And I mean, I'm sure there are some Bears fans that are like, oh, this guy didn't want to be here from day one. But
sure.
This guy.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have that when your son's trying to play quarterback after basically getting no help last year from the coaching staff, trying to learn how to play the position in the NFL. And now he's got to deal with this.
I do think it is important to point out, though, that the overeager parent and the over-involved parent and maybe the child you have some issues with and thinking they're better than they are and deserve more than they should, like, that stuff isn't going anywhere. So as much as Ben Johnson might help, do you think this is the last time we've heard from Caleb Williams? We'll hear from Caleb Williams' dad, or there'll be any no more acrimony around Chicago? I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah.
All that matters is if they win. If they win, this will be a blip, right? We'll laugh about it. They'll laugh about it, you know, a year from now. If they lose, this is the type of thing that poisons the well. This is the type of thing that creates a toxicity that you can't come back from. So they got to win. So they put a little more pressure, fair or unfair, on Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams et al. To get it right.
What do you do, Chu, as a teammate? Like, now he's there, but when you see something like this, if you're, you know, Cole Kmet, near the starting tight end of the Chicago Bears, and you see
you
the story.
Care.
Well,
okay,
but actually, Chewy, this might even be similar. I mean, when the Packers were a non-franchise before Brett got there, so if you had found out that Brett had tried to not be traded to the Green Bay Packers because he thought that that's where quarterbacks go to die or it's an unserious franchise, would you have been mad at Brett, or would you have been like, well, history sort of backs up what he's saying.
He's kind of a clown show in 92. He's more of a circus act. Hey, try and hit the top of the dome. Okay. Boom, boom, right? I mean, it's not like... I didn't even know who the hell he was, to tell you the truth. Really.
But if you were
in college, when you're in college, when I was in college, I watched zero NFL. Most guys don't watch it because you're so sick of watching film.
Well, but then he was in, I mean, he played college when you did. I mean, he was out for your senior year, but it's not like you were watching Southern Miss tape. You're probably paying attention to ACC schools.
Yeah. You just don't watch NFL football. You get so sick of it. You know,
this is
just like conversely, when I was with the Packers, I didn't watch college football. You know, didn't I don't think people realize the job of it. That it's really a job, you know.
What question did you ask Brett when you first met him?
Well, I know what Frank said. He said, "Are you a linebacker?" No, I'm a quarterback. Really? Okay, that's God's honest truth. Yeah.
Because he's a little, you know, bloated.
He's beefy.
A little bloated from the beer.
He's a little. Now it's coming out of Southern Miss, 6'3", 292 pounds. Brett Favre. Little beefy. Yeah, he's fun, though. We had, I don't know if you guys knew this, we had a little fun.
Really?
Yeah.
First I'm hearing of this.
So lucky there were no cell phones.
Looking for
you too?
Looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner? Fifth Third Bank has been shaping the future for businesses for 167 years and for the last 15 right here in Milwaukee. We offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making, and extensive experience to help navigate the ever-changing business landscape with your business in mind. At Fifth Third, they're big enough to provide sophisticated solutions and expert guidance, yet empowered to make local decisions and build strong community connections. And I assure you, they have built very strong community connections here in Milwaukee. Experience the commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN. Here we go.
From a strictly Packers perspective, guys, is there any part of you that is concerned, even the slightest, that this revelation by Caleb Williams' dad puts more pressure on Caleb Williams, more pressure on Ben Johnson, etc., and for that reason, they elevate to a level that, you know, makes things difficult for Green Bay?
No, I see it going the other way.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at. I mean, the more pressure that's on them, I mean, Caleb Williams didn't rise to the occasion last year.
But also, we just found out nobody was watching film with him, and he was
doing it all on his own. Don't know how Ben Johnson could be a really good offensive coordinator. I have no idea how he is as a head coach. No idea. Might be good. He could be good. Could go the other way.
Is there any part of you that maybe questions the claim on not watching film? That maybe it might be a convenient excuse for lack of performance?
Yeah, but it also seems so Bears to just go, hey.
I want to be on both sides of this because it would be Bears ineptitude, but there's also parts of it where we want Caleb to get credit for the good things he did, but all the bad stuff wasn't actually his fault.
A little bit. There are bad coaches, though. There are bad coaches that don't know what the hell they're doing. But usually that gets gobbled up by other position coaches. Because we just call them babysitters.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's a babysitter for them. And then they coach him on the fly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they did hire, like, the worst hire they could at offensive coordinator in Shane Waldron.
Yes.
Who was subsequently fired before Eberflus was fired.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I can see what you're saying, Josh. Might be a little column A, column B. But that's good for us.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back with you on Monday. Will Deontaus is next on ESPN Milwaukee.